This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, we are definitely living in a time of depopulation. You're definitely living in a time of world government. Christy Lee, who is a great independent reporter and follows a lot of her stuff with InfoWars, the Arab, has moved to Austin from California. And they said, no mask for your kids. But suddenly, when she tried to go to school, they said mask. I know some of our crew are getting ready to file lawsuits in Travis County against them. There's a state order. They can't do it. But they're trying to bully our children into wearing these face diapers. She'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour today. Okay, I have only covered maybe five articles today. And I don't want to say I've dropped the ball because it's really a big deal. The premeditated plan for yearly genetic engineering gene therapy injections that they've got stuff that'll do incredible things with mRNA. Cure cancer, you name it. But a small part of the time, it ends up killing you when you take it. They're trying to figure that out. What they cooked up for us is designed to give people horrible blood clots in their lungs, brain, heart, and the rest of the body, and to attack the ovaries, attack the testicles, attack everything. And then I see Stephen Colbert last night making jokes going, there are no scientific studies saying that any of these vaccines ever affect the reproductive tract. Well, similar ones in animals do. They didn't do any studies in this. They waived all that. So they had all the animal studies and human studies in China on the same type of viruses. I believe probably COVID-19 was tested as well. We know it was on animals. That's come out with Peter Daszak, where they had the name COVID-19 in the year before, and we're testing it. I mean, it's on video, but now they've just rolled this out against us, and it's all pre-planned. It's all there. It's all pre-packaged. It's all pure bull. And so some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to come back, and I'm going to judiciously cover these three stacks of news. And I know everybody wants me to talk about Afghanistan. It's pretty amazing stuff. It's a lot more riveting than Netflix, but it's real people dying, and I've got my take on it, and I've already talked about it, and I haven't seen many people that have gotten it. Of all people, Charlie Kirk, I saw a video, gets it. This is on purpose to destabilize the region. That's all the globalists want. They funded the Arab Spring, the same thing under Obama, and this is what they're doing, is turning the world over to Islamists. I don't think we should have stayed there. I think the way Trump was getting out was good, but Biden ordered the Afghan Air Force to stand down. And that was the big question I kept asking. It's now confirmed. The Pentagon has said that they were told by the Biden administration to basically have the Afghan force stand down. So whoever did that did this. And I really do think they should be brought up on charges of war crimes. So we can argue about it all day and show the footage and say who's to blame. Who's to blame is us letting this happen. But more importantly, it's George W. Bush. It's Barack Obama. And it is Bill Clinton, because these are all guys that supported that war. These are all little globalist peas in a pod. And they're all just a bunch of sick, evil, selfish individuals that think everything they're doing is hilarious and the joke's on us. Well, the joke's not on us, but I'll tell you this. I am deeply, deeply shaken. Deeply shaken, and I am going through intense sorrow for our country and our world right now, and for our children, your children, our children together, humanity's children. And I just know that we can't put up with these globalists anymore. We cannot be intimidated by them. We cannot lay down to them. We cannot mince words. We cannot hold back on what we're going to say or do, because that's what's paved the road of perdition and the road of oppression and the road to serfdom that we are very, very far down right now. I mean, I'm surprised that the globalists are this evil and are doing this much stuff, because it's going to blow back on them. But you realize they're in a frenzy. So they love it. To them, the journey is the destination. They're as happy as a pig and you know what. So God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. All right, I'm going to hit a ton of news in 60 seconds when we start the next segment. Please tell your friends and family and neighbors tune in, because this is the turning point. This is the crossroads. This is the point of no return.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, so all of the Australian newspapers are reporting on giant 3,000-person camps being built all over the country, and they're now saying if you don't take a COVID shot, we're going to come and take you and make you live at a camp for a few months just to see if that changes your mind. We also have different premiers of different regions running around saying that they're going to force tens of thousands of children without asking, taking them from the school outside of law, it's not even approved over there, and inject the children. The same spokesperson from the government that we're about to play the clip of also said months ago, okay, yeah, some schools have given children as young as 5 shots without parental consent, big deal. So it's not even approved, and they're doing it. I mean, this is just the old prison colony of Australia is really showing everybody exactly who they are. But let's run through some of these articles, because remember just last week, I showed you the new CDC document, and it says we're preparing to shelter people from COVID who don't have it, and we're going to turn every neighborhood and every rural area and every city into captains. And the military's going to be there, and they're going to make sure that you're protected and that you don't leave your house or leave your neighborhood, and they're going to bring you food. Well, then the food supplies are going to run out. That's Cloward and Piven. It's going to collapse the country. Now, that was just last week we were covering that, and now it's in the news. And they're showing it in the UK and Germany and France and Australia. Oh, look, we're building the big, giant facilities. So let's go over some of these articles. Biden administration will advise most Americans to get a booster jab 8 months after the vaccination. When you hear advise, that means they're going to force that. And, of course, that was always the plan. That is on the vaccine cards. Then continuing, oh, you heard this in England? Then you heard it in Australia? Now in New Zealand, New Zealand's prime minister orders citizens, do not talk to your neighbors, only listen to me. Remember the clip she said a few months ago? The only voice you should hear is mine. Wow, she's not Jim Jones or anything. They had one COVID case, probably made up. And so the entire country's locked back down, unless you're Larry Page, who lives next door. He bought basically an island in Fiji, a couple islands, and then he flies in whenever he needs anything. But he's like God, so he's allowed to. So continuing, and guys, I can't find it in my stack. I fumbled around during that break. I sent you the articles out of Australia about how they're building, quote, COVID camps. It's the Australians, one of them, others. Can we put those on screen? Thanks, because I just had it in my stack, but it somehow got diverted. Or I can pull it up myself. I really need that. Thank you. It's my fault. I can't find it, but I did send it to you this morning. Okay. U.S. to advise boosters for most Americans. Again, so you know about that.
Texas Children. I'm going to go to rebroadcast, actually. I'm going to rebroadcast. No big deal. I'm not ready. I got to get ready. I had my stacks here. I had them prepared. But I can't come on here and tell you about these emergency cans. I don't have the footage. I don't have the articles. We're going to rebroadcast. And I'm not having the guest on the bottom of the hour. Can't do it. I'm too angry. Just, it's done. Okay? All right. I've reached my end. I'm not going to get mad. Let's go ahead and air something else here. So much to get to here. I'm not having the guest on either. I'm going to go to rebroadcast. I just can't do it anymore. I can't even have the Australian newspaper. Yeah, I got to cover that at the bottom. Yeah, that's the most important thing here, the camps. I mean, they're building camps, and everybody's just totally calm about it. And then they announce they're going to start grabbing us and putting them in it, and I have it out of Australia, and I have it out of the United States of America. There it is. Construction of Mickleham quarantine camp starts. You got to see these newscasts. You got to see all this stuff. Just reprint me that, guys. All right. You guys just pick something wherever you want and start playing, and I'll be back later, maybe. I just can't get angry like this anymore, and that's my rule. So whenever you're ready, just roll something. I'm done.
Hawaii Governor David Ige's emergency order to limit occupancy in restaurants and bars to 50% or less was merely a popular stepping stone amongst the Democratic Party to impose a slippery slope of tyrannical control.
We are seeing more community spread. We are seeing more gatherings.
Governor David Ige is asking Hawaii residents to refrain from those gatherings.
When will you allow fully vaccinated travelers to travel more freely, whether that be inner island or back and forth from the mainland?
It's really about whether the science says that when you're vaccinated, you can't get the virus, right? And that you can't infect others. Once they can get access to the vaccination records, I'm pretty certain that we would be able to incorporate the vaccination record with the Safe Travel Program relatively quickly.
The totalitarian emergency mandates have caused nearly 1,200 members from Hawaii's first responders unions to sue the state over unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccination mandates.
The attorneys announced that they plan to file a lawsuit on Friday in order to try to stop the mandate, which takes effect on Monday. This one is on behalf of police officers, firefighters, and other first responders.
They're just asking for the chance to choose. Everyone is a personal, autonomous healthcare decision, and everyone should make their own choice whether or not they want to take a vaccine or not.
Governor David Ige, as well as four county mayors, developed a unified statewide plan so hastily that the unions were not given the chance to collectively bargain before the order was issued.
When the governor announced the mandate last week, he said unvaccinated workers have the option of getting tested weekly, but the attorneys say that runs into a whole set of problems for the workers.
If they can't prove the testing because they're waiting for their free tests, then they're going to be home without pay. So it's almost the same result as being fired, as you're having a large majority of our first responders off the street and home without pay and being punished.
The case in Hawaii spotlights how first responders' 1st, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights have all been violated.
Hi, I'm a fire captain with the Honolulu Fire Department. I've been a fireman for 20 years. My father was a fireman for 37. Governor Ige's mandate was interpreted by our mayor to mean if you didn't put an experimental drug in your body that you don't have enough information about to make an informed decision, or you didn't get an approved religious or medical exemption in the next 10 days, it literally said you could be fired. I spent the last 20 years of my life and 37 years watching my dad do this job. And because I didn't want to put an experimental drug in my body, I got to give that all up.
But at the heart of the findings is the claim that 45,000 people have received the vaccines and have died within 72 hours of taking them.
Influenza when they found 53 deaths as a result of the vaccine, they suspended the vaccine. We can show 45,000 deaths in 72 hours for this vaccine.
Hawaii's overreach may prove fatal to the totalitarian vaccine movement, as the legal discovery of facts will serve as a double-edged sword. John Bound reporting.
That's right. They don't have liability protection from a criminal conspiracy when they waive the normal laws. And they're not going to escape people coming after them either. So again, that's not theatrics. When I get so mad, I have to go off air now. I've reached my limit. I mean, we are witnessing the mass murder of humanity. We are witnessing the total psychotic takeover of everything. And the numbers are so horrible. I mean, it's all, almost everyone I know has gotten cancer that took the shots. I mean, Roger Stone's wife. You just get cancer when you take it, too. These people, the balls on Fauci, man. I mean, these people, what they've done. Do you understand this is real? Do you understand that half the damn country's going to be dead in a couple of years? Seriously, watch. I mean, this is not a game.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you can since receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Say this very succinctly, and then I'll get into the meat and potatoes of it and walk through it all there. The globalists know that we were waking up to their operations. There was populist movements exploding in Mexico, in the U.S., in Brazil, in Australia, in New Zealand, and all over Europe, especially Eastern Europe, and the U.K. and Brexit. And people were saying no to the New World Order and no to the cashless society and no to the Davos Group. And so they went to the shelf and they said, what do we do during a populist uprising? Well, we have a virus scare, and we use that to bring in worldwide authoritarianism and a worldwide police state. We make people wear masks because it's a symbol of fear, and then we have a global ID for forced inoculation, and then and it's all in Operation Lockstep and in Crimson Contagion and in SPARS and in all the documents, and you're sitting there reading it, and it's a war game. You know, when the United States trains to attack Russia, with B-52s and, you know, atomic bombs or whatever, nuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs. They don't call it a attack Russia drill. They call it a war game. And when you read these damn plans that former top generals have read and said, yes, this is a war game for what's happening in live time, SPARS 2023, 2025. Is live time, what's happening now, and it's basically word for word what they're doing. Because they got to have an operations manual where they're walking around with this in their briefcase. This is the play. This is the script. This is the blueprint. And, oh, it's just a drill set in the future. And that's what I'm saying is everybody's finally getting that I'm not making this up. Because I get you, too, and it says, okay, this sounds fabulous, this sounds insane. Yeah, it is fabulously insane. These people are crazy. They set up a world government to do this, and they said they want to depopulate us, and they've gotten around to it. And listen, one area I was wrong. Let me explain this to you right now. This is very important. Is I thought they would release a vaccine or an injection that was really not bad for you, so they wouldn't get a big backlash and set the precedent to have forced inoculation and have their world ID and have their program in place. They think so little of us that they went directly to something that's the equivalent of a nuclear war. I mean, a limited nuclear war with Russia would probably kill 200, 300 million people or China. They just hit military bases in main cities, and we hit them. This thing where you've got guys search engine, it's probably a fake number. No one really knows. But the number of, quote, vaccinated for COVID-19 worldwide. But the number is in the several billions last time I saw it. Now, in China and in India, they give attenuated virus to people. They don't give them these virus vector things and all the rest of it. And so those folks aren't going to die. And then you got to ask yourself, why the hell, what is the plan to hit Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the United States, Canada, Iceland, Greenland? What is the point of trying to force those countries to take this injection? Why do they want the Western world dead? Because this is where people have two-car garages and swimming pools and due process And the globalists want to take down, they want to kill everybody in Africa, they want to kill everybody in Latin America. They already got them financially where they want them. They're busy getting us under control, bankrupting us, getting us real sick, to get all our money and all our energy sucked up by them. The hospitals become prisons. That trains us to live in a big open-air FEMA camp. And then they're going to take their time killing the Latin Americans and the Africans. But they are targeting Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the UK. I mean, I've seen the Prime Minister, who says he's a conservative, I've seen the leader of Australia say, we're not going to have the lockdowns in until 70% take the shots. And then, of course, once that happened in the UK, they said, sorry, lockdown continues. We just call it Freedom Day now. So here's footage of folks in England, and the local news confirmed these are giant COVID camps. This one holds, in England, 3,000 people. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Let me show you the one in Australia. They're building these in every state, in every province. Construction of Mickleham quarantine camp starts, theage.com. Now, listen to how sycophantic this Tom Coley article is. Construction is underway at Melbourne Center for National Resilience. Oh, don't you love that name? The unwieldy name given the new quarantine facility in Mickleham, with the camp set to open by the end of the year. So Australians started off in camps in forced labor when they used it as a prison colony, and now they go right back to it. The community engagement session. Oh, the community engagement session was held earlier this week on progress of the fast-tracked 1,000-bed accommodation site for returning travelers. However, residents were told that builders would not be delayed by any construction process. Oh, no. Everything's waiting for this. Earthworks have begun at an emptied paddock in Melbourne's north, which sits next to the federal government's pet quarantine facility. See, so that's how it starts. And it's about 300 meters from homes. Oh, but don't worry. It's safe. It won't get you sick. It's all about fetishizing that. The project is being modeled by the Howard Springs Center in Northern Territory, which has proven to be highly effective at preventing leaks of COVID-19 compared to hotel quarantine. Oh, you can't have the leaks. Then they give you the vaccine. It makes you grow it, and it goes right back. I mean, this is so sick. The total excuse for martial law. They've had like 10 deaths this year. Multiplex has been engaged in the construction of the facility, with 80% of the buildings to be prefabricated off-site. The center can be expected to be 3,000 beds, but still be operational soon with 500. Among the issues raised by the public at the information session Thursday were questions about the impact of the real estate prices. Yeah, sure. Not about how you want to leave the country on business or come back, because I want to make you commute digitally, folks. That's the takeover. And then it's, oh, you can't leave your neighborhood. Oh, you can't go 3 miles outside your home. It's about being a prisoner. And if you accept it, that's how you'll live. Among the issues raised by the public at the information session on Thursday were questions about the impact on real estate prices and the threat of the virus escaping in the community. Oh, no. And why residents were only receiving information about the project now. That's right. You're just now. And it goes on to show the beds. The beds are half the size of a twin. That's smaller than a prison bed. You'll have to sleep on your side, but it's wonderful. They'll have a television, though, to tell you what to do, and you'll all be monitored and controlled. And that's being built here. It's being built all over the world. And it's just this new thing where, oh, the contact tracers are here. Oh, they're testing. Oh, I'm being taken away. Oh, where'd Bob go? Oh, he died at a COVID center. Yeah, they put him on a ventilator. And this is the... And big tech gets billions of dollars out of this per country. It is all of just an orgy of control, surveillance coming in. You ever wondered how they get all the home assistants spying on us and how they get all the big tech out in the open? And now they're just Apple saying, now we're going to read everything you do on your phone and track you. It's just, it's all.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, so what you see happening in Europe and Australia and the UK is coming here. Endless lockdowns, checkpoints, tyranny, everything you see with these FEMA camps being built, federal emergency camps all over the world, that's happening here now. Well, now there's new breaking news at InfoWars.com, and this is pretty powerful video. It's 4 minutes long. I don't know if I'm going to play it all, plus there's a little bit of cussing by the police. Australian police pepper spray group of teenage girls for shopping without masks. And when you look at the hate in the eyes of these goon police, some of which themselves aren't wearing masks,
and how they beat people up and how they attack people. I mean, this is just such a shame. This is so out of control.
Look at all of this. Look at this. No.
Of course, the cops, a lot of them don't wear masks, but they're gone.
Look at this.
It's all bull, man. They love it.
They rocked up to my sushi tower, nothing. Look at this.
Make back.
No, I don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Look at this.
You notice the first thing the Taliban did was take the guns. And what's happened to Australia since they took the guns? This is 12-year-old girls and others being pepper-sprayed and manhandled and sat on by these thug police because they wouldn't wear their face diapers and get their pneumonia and be good little slaves. And again, the same thing's been said by the national government of Australia and now by the leader of New Zealand. New Zealand's prime minister orders citizens, don't talk to your neighbors. That's an actual quote. New Zealand's prime minister has mimicked Australia's top public health official by telling citizens, do not talk to your neighbors after the country went into a full lockdown as a result of just a single COVID case being detected, if you even believe that. So this is martial law. They claim there's one thing that isn't even as bad as the flu and everybody's shut down, but they give you deadly shots that give you cancer and kill you. They've made their move. And now they're censoring everybody and taking over. Entire country of New Zealand put under lockdown after just one single case. Let's play a clip out of Australia with one of the health leaders, ministers. It's an oxymoron. They're coming for your life. They're one of the eugenicists. Talk about all the fines if you're caught with a fake pass or if you stray too far from your home. They check it. Oh, you're only allowed 3 kilometers from your house, once a week to get food. I mean, how about we stand in our head for you people? And again, you're like, well, that's Australia. No, that's all coming here if they get away with it. They admit it, and I've got clips coming up next segment in Oregon and other areas where it's now being announced. The camps, the roundups, the plans. They're going to try it. They can't help it because they want that power. They want that control to arrest normal people because we have criminal governments run by the globalists. Here's the Australian announcement.
$5,000 from the spot breach of home quarantine, $5,000 on the spot for lying on a permit, $5,000 on the spot fine for lying to a contact tracer, $3,000 on the spot fine for breaching the two-person exercise rule, $3,000 on the spot fine for breaching rules going into regional New South Wales.
There is your nanny state. And now Biden came out today. He's your medical doctor. And he said, you need to take your third booster shot. It's recommended by him. So now it'll be, oh, sorry, can't come with this business. Didn't have your third shot and your fourth shot and your fifth shot, which destroys your immune system and your body. Then we had this powerful interview yesterday with a medical doctor, well-known author. He went to the hospital and medical doctor illegally imprisoned in Florida hospital dungeon in 4-point restraints for helping get a doctor for a marathon runner who was dying in the bed next to him and then refusing to even give him antibiotics for bacterial pneumonia. Their answer was chain him up for 4 hours, 5 hours. That's America. That's the corporate takeover. That's us not standing up for ourselves. The good news is all over the world, businesses are refusing to enforce France's vaccine passports, and it's happening in New York. It's happening in L.A. as well. Screw them. Do not comply and don't go to the big box stores and the big chains. This is all pre-crime, ladies and gentlemen. It's all training us that we're criminals. Clown world. Australian prime minister declares citizens must wear masks while drinking outside or even alone in their homes. It's all a gaslighting operation to see what you'll put up with. He also said last week, we're going to be coming into the suburbs soon and taking you to the shield centers when you're healthy. To protect you. Oh, the shield. You're like, wait, that's in the CDC document that they're building shield centers. Well, who's against shield centers? And why is it a shield center in France? Why is it a shield center in the UK? Why is it a shield center in Australia? Why is it a shield center? Because it's a global government. Who? I know I've said this 1,000 times. Who decides what can be said about COVID-19? The UN. You wake up and you're inside world government. Up until 4 months ago, if you said that it came out of the Wuhan lab, you'd be banned off the internet. Hell, they even did more banning of us last year. I found the Wired magazine article, Jones banned for COVID disinfo, saying that it probably came from a lab. Hell, I didn't say probably. I showed the funding documents. Oh, but now they'll probably give a Pulitzer Prize to the Wall Street Journal for saying it. Wall Street Journal op-ed, COVID-19, most likely worked on in lab, then escaped. It wasn't escaped. It was released. And it just goes on and on and on. I see these articles all day long. Fully vaccinated Southwest Airlines flight attendant dies from COVID-19. Oh, yeah, when you die from the vaccine, you died of COVID-19. And, boy, a lot of folks are going to start dying of COVID-19, the vaccine, because in the rat studies, it took 2 to 6 months for the rats to get really sick. And rats, again, have a much shorter lifespan than us, and so they're able to dead reckon with that, that if something kills a rat in a few months, it'll probably kill you in a few years. That's why most medical doctors say 2 to 3 to 5 years. We'll see similar things in humans that have happened to rats. But we've already got at least 45,000 dead people in the U.S. from the shot, admittedly. So, I mean, it's already just devastating. And then there's all the doubling of suicide, doubling of alcoholism, children losing IQ points during the lockdowns. I mean, this is a very sick psychological attack. Absolutely vicious. Absolutely horrible. Now, we're going to go to break, and I started the show talking about this. And the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up again and talk about Afghanistan. And we've got not a really good idea. We know exactly what's happening. This is Obama and the Kamala Harris wing getting ready to throw Biden overboard, something they've been planning the whole time. They set him up with the briefings. They know he's senile. And so Kamala is now talking about 25th Amendment against Biden. She wouldn't stand with him on the stage. So you're going to really see there's no honor amongst these thieves as they prepare to try to install her. We'll talk about how they plan to do that and also take calls again from veterans. And then after I get a full board of veterans on the line, we'll open the phones up to everybody to give us your take on where you see all this going. So that's coming up next hour. But first, when we come back, get a lot of attention now. DHS Bulletin says opposition to COVID mandates is potential domestic terrorism threat, close quote. That's finally getting a lot of attention. It's in the official U.S. government policy. Well, now the talking point is not just on CNN and ABC News that American gun owners and veterans are terrorists and Christians are terrorists and those that question lockdowns are terrorists. Now Stephen Colbert says, yay, let's get our troops back from Afghanistan to wage war with the Tea Party, with the gun owners. So, I mean, they're really trying this. They're really trying this. And I don't want to fight with the FBI. I don't want to fight with the U.S. Army, any of these. And they don't want to fight with us either. But they've gotten their weird communists in place at the top, and they're going to try to create an atmosphere, and they're going to try to create a situation where the Civil War starts and America ends. So if you're wondering why it's going to be so messy and why it's so crazy, this is a takeover. They're willing to kill. In fact, they want to kill the majority of the people and just get rid of us. What did Zbigniew Brzezinski say before he died? That the time's come to just start killing people. Because we can't control the West. They're too spoiled. Kill them. That's the guy that set the Khmer Rouge up and Pol Pot kill a third of Cambodia. So that was a mass murderer saying that. So they mean, I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm completely freaked out myself. I'm sorry this is what happened. This really is happening. And only a full awakening to this is going to stop it. You better get together and say no.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Show. I want you to open the phones up for veterans of the Afghanistan war. Give us your expertise and your take on what's happening and what's unfolding. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. Everything Stephen Colbert says, along with other late-night comedy shows, it's come out in the news, is scripted by think tanks and prepared. And then his comedy writers, he's got more than 50 of them, are given that material to put into a joke. Because they learned over a decade ago, no one believes the news, the big official nightly news. Sure, your local paper's saying a school bus had a wreck or something, or there was a flood here, or lightning struck this, and that's a real article. But big national official things people have learned is total spin. I mean, the way they can edit a film, the way they can edit a movie, the way they can do any of this is just wild. And so the directives go down, and then the media just basically repeats all of it. And so when you see Stephen Colbert saying, we have domestic terrorists, they're the Republican Party, they're the people that attacked the Capitol. Out of a million people in D.C., 600, 700 were waved into the Capitol, maybe 20 or 30 fought cops, and should be charged with that, but not held in solitary confinement. There's people that shoot and kill people in Chicago that are out on bail in a week. But you walk to the Capitol, velvet ropes, you're still under the jail. And they want to set that precedent to arrest us for any reason. And if, you know, a militia in Michigan jokes and says, man, I'd like that governor's head on a platter. Well, then you get SWAT teamed and raided and thrown in jail with no bond because you're planning to cut her head off. But meanwhile, all these comedians and people, they can talk about how they want to kill Trump. They can have plays about killing Trump. That's all fine and dandy. So it's very, very dangerous. DHS bulletin says opposition to COVID mandates is potential domestic terrorism. And I've been harping on this because I know Afghanistan's a big distraction. I know it's very interesting. I know all this stuff's important. But this is really what's happening. And so you have to ask yourself, how are they going to get to the point of arresting anti-COVID measure protesters? They're going to blow up a testing center or shoot some people or do something violent or get some mentally ill person to do it and then say, okay, anybody protesting this is a terrorist. I mean, they've already done it. So clearly the false flag is the next card they're going to try to pull. And we'll talk about that too next hour. And I'm glad that the boom operator, who's just as smart as I am or smarter, reminded me about Kamala Harris, because that's the rest of the equation that I meant to get to at the start of the show today. And that is that this is Kamala Harris and others getting rid of Biden. This is the Obama faction that's come out and attacked Biden. And this is Kamala that's come out and attacked Biden. And this is Kamala that refused to be on the stage with Biden. And so everybody wants to blame Biden. I'm not defending Biden. He's a puppet who has Alzheimer's and dementia. So it's the same corrupt globalist that 100% engineered this, where the Afghan Air Force was ordered to stand down, all of it, because Biden is out to lunch. And that's perfect. I mean, how are they ever going to get rid of Biden? You're seeing how they operate. You're seeing what they do. And it's just totally despicable. And they're going to end up throwing Kamala under the bus as well. They want to denigrate the presidency. They want to denigrate all of these institutions. This is about demoralizing us. So here is the guy that went to the Martha's Vineyard party with 1,000-plus people, where there was no vaccine testing and no vaccine passports. He was on the show last night. I watched part of this morning, and he said, oh, you got to have a COVID pass. You got to have the vaccine to be here at this venue, at this famous theater. But then he's in Martha's Vineyard. He doesn't need a passport. He doesn't, because he's a globalist. He flies around on private jets. Well, he tells you, you can't have an air conditioner. Obama went to Africa and said, you can't have cars or air conditions. The earth will burn up, close quote. Notice he talked to the Africans like they were stupid. You don't get air conditioner or car. Earth burn up if you do, he said. It's all sick. It's all just a bunch of corrupt con men and pedophiles ruling over us, and we just put up with more and more and more and more. And when they couldn't suck $2.2 trillion out of Afghanistan anymore because the troops wanted to come home, and now it's time for China. We've modernized the country. They can come in and get all the rare earth minerals now. It's time for us to go. So, of course, it's done in a big, humiliating way. Everything they do is to do that. My God, the CIA runs Antifa, runs the universities. And what do they say? No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Their whole thing is America sucks and white people are bad and George Washington's evil. This is a takeover by globalists. And it'll enslave everybody, no matter what color you are. So we need governors and legislatures and others and pastors and anybody that's prominent, but also just grassroots people, to push hard for an awakening, to go speak at your city council, your county commissioners, your school board, to go speak at your legislature, to go knock on doors, to get aggressive in a legal, lawful way to say this is BS and call out the gaslighting. Or we will be next year. They're already going to have lockdowns again under other names. All the country, they're already locking down. But they're going to do it full bore for the election next year. It'll be called a civil emergency, but it's going to be martial law. And again, those of us that are in opposition to it, we're being labeled officially under U.S. policy as the terrorist, and the Army's being brought home for us. As I said on Sunday, and as I said yesterday, I said, as the empire, that was the headline of the show, as the American empire collapses, the military's brought home to oppress us, just like the Taliban's going and taking all the guns from everybody in the country for control. Same story happening again. Here it is.
We have had troops there for 20 years. They fought. They sacrificed. Their families sacrificed so that we wouldn't have a terrorist attack in America planned in a foreign country. Why should our soldiers be fighting radicals in a civil war in Afghanistan? We've got our own on Capitol Hill. Then Biden pointed out... Then Biden pointed out the U.S. did everything we could for the Afghans.
We gave them every tool they could need. We paid their salaries, provided for the maintenance of their Air Force. We gave them every chance to determine their own future. What we could not provide them was the will to fight for that future.
Just a thought. Maybe we should have checked with the Afghan army if they had the will before we gave them the tools and the weapons, because now the Taliban has the will and the weapons. And the former Afghan army soldiers are at home rubbing Miracle-Gro on their face, trying to squeeze out a beard by dawn. And in the end, Biden argued that whenever we pulled out, the Taliban would have taken over.
Yeah, the Taliban's mostly peaceful. All right, we're going to go to break. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Zach, Mike, Clarence, Tim, Boogeyman, going to all of you on the other side of this break. Separately, I want to thank listeners for keeping us in the fight. You are just as essential as I am, and I appreciate you. We got great products you already need. We have the fluoride-free, concentrated, activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash with essential oils. It's really great. Again, since it's concentrated, it doesn't have any fillers. That is back in stock. After being sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we weren't going to lower the quality of the product. We could have done that and had it made in China easy. It's made in America, the ingredients from here, everything. That is back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have a big sale that ends today. It ends today. And I extended it a week. It is 50% off X2. Let me just tell you. The Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, 50% off. Emmerich's Essentials hand sanitizers that are all natural with eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender, and way more effective than the garbage stuff out there that basically is toxic. Lung cleanse, mouth, and throat defense with all the essential oils, super high quality, 50% off. The vitamin D gummies are been taken down. The vitamin C's been taken down because they're about to sell out. From Survival Shield X2, 50% off. The InfoWars privacy pouches to block hackers and contact tracers and other criminal groups are 50% off, and you get 11 free bumper stickers with it, including the big door sticker that says contact tracers under law. You're not supposed to be here. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And Dave Lindell at MyPillow.com with all his great products made in America. Promo code Alex gets you up to 66% off. He's on the show tomorrow. And by the way, he's victorious. He did a great job. I'm going to explain that when we come back.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.